I am Daniel Lucas.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Bonantoni, and welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. Oh, Chefy, it's second day of October.
Yes.
Imagine.
Time flies.
Already October. October and autumn, people, fall.
Yeah, they just tell us that they're going to be a little bit warm this week, and then from next week, it's going to be cold.
Cold, people in North America, and leaves are falling, and of course, winter is coming.
Oh, yes.
That's it. Prepare for the winter, people, because it's something exciting. You know what, Jeffy? What is good in North America?
Warm soup, that's for sure.
Yes, definitely warm soup. And of course, if you are a book lover, you need to read at this moment because it's time to read books. And what good thing for us, Jeffy, is we have four seasons. Like, you experience all the seasons, like, summer, winter, fall, and spring. It's Philippines, they have only two seasons, rainy season and sunny season. We are so lucky that we experiencing those four seasons.
Yes, I hope they keep going like this. The weather doesn't change.
Yes, so Chefy, if autumn is coming or fall is coming, for sure there is a Thanksgiving.
Yes, next week, Thanksgiving.
Yes, people, in Canada, we are celebrating Thanksgiving October 9.
Yes.
United States celebrating Thanksgiving November. So, in respect with Thanksgiving, we're going to talk about recipe about Thanksgiving. Right, Sophie?
Well, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Italy, of course, because we don't. But I celebrate here with my family because we love turkey dinner. So yes. For us, it's an occasion to do a turkey dinner together.
Definitely.
I love to eat the turkey. I love to do all the other little stuff around the turkey. I don't go too crazy because I'm home, but, you know. You mm-hmm. want to do something, you know, typical Canadian since that we are here with my family. And I want to maintain the tradition. And, you know, well, we have three different kind of nationality in my family. So we are Italian, Japanese, and Canadian. So we try to keep all three nationality alive in the family.
Definitely.
We respect all this... celebration. So Thanksgiving for us. Well, yeah, we do the turkey here. But if I was in Italy, no, we didn't do it because we don't used to do that. People listen from Italy, you don't know what you're missing because it's good, huh?
Definitely, for sure. And people, Thanksgiving is the spirit of family. How you gonna taste together, how you gonna goats together in the spirit of thanking for everything that they give for the whole year.
That's right.
So, Chefy, so let's talk about how to prepare your turkey.
Well, I keep a nice and classic turkey. I don't, be honest with you, I don't like with the stuffing. I like with the stuffing on the side if I had to make the stuffing. And because not everybody, I know there's not everybody go for the stuffing. And, you know, if you want to cut after the turkey, if you don't like the stuffing, you know, you're going to have in the plate anyway. So might as well you put on the side for my taste. So, you know, for all other people that I know, they love the stuffing in, and, you know, and all the flavor that you get with the stuffing. But yeah, it's a classic roast turkey. You know, I season all my turkey with, of course, making sure that they defrost in time, because it takes 2 to 3 days to defrost the big turkey that you want to cook. Well, we're talking about almost what, 10 pounds of turkey, or, you know, depends on the size of the family. And yeah, I marinate it with salt, pepper, and you know, some nice rosemary, sage, thyme, you know, whatever I can put in, garlic, and maybe a nice mirepoix, celery, carrots, you know, onion on the bottom. I let it cook very slowly in the oven. It takes at least 3 hours, 3 hours and a half, even more. Depend on the size of the turkey, of course. And then after that, I take out, when it's done, I just make the gravy with the bottom of the, you know, all the mirepoix and all the juice come out from the turkey. Make a nice gravy, and of course, mashed potato obligatory.
No problem. Definitely.
No doubt on that. Corn, if you got corn, of course. Squash, acorn squash or butternut squash, you know. Beside, and here we go. That's some broccoli for a little bit green, and you got your Thanksgiving dinner over there. Who likes the dark meat? Who likes the white meat? You got for everybody. Any kind of, you got everybody's choice over there.
Definitely. It's something else. The way you prepare your food for the family, it's priceless, people.
Yes. You know, I used to do it when I was working in the hotel, and we was, you know, try to slice and give the both part, you know, to the guests. So they can have a little bit dark meat, a little bit white meat, and then you put the stuffing on the side, of course, beside that. And of course, you put mashed potato, gravy, all on the plate. And yeah, I used to do it. So yeah, that's it's a normal thing. But, you know, now I work for, you know, 100% Italian restaurant. We don't celebrate that. So we give other option to the guest. So yes. I practically, instead to use a turkey, I use a chicken supreme instead. Then I stuff with my own stuffing. Then I make, I use fresh sourdough bread, seasoning, garlic, salt, pepper, you know, sage, rosemary, and then I marinate. I put some Italian sausage in, and mix all together. Mushroom inside, some squash dice inside, and I stuff the chicken breast, and then I sous vide the chicken breast. Then I finish in the frying pan after a couple hours there, sous vide, and. It's in a very slowly cook machine that we use in restaurants. And you vacuum pack the meat, and you practically cook very slowly right inside the meat. And then after, you just take off from the bag, and you just pan sear both sides of the chicken, and voila, you got your little Thanksgiving flavor chicken supreme.
Yes. It's something else, people.
I'm gonna run this week to sotto restaurant, so it's gonna be something different. Yes,
people, we are inviting you to visit Chef Alessandro in one of the best restaurants in downtown Toronto. It's one of the best Italian cuisine, and if you will go there, you're gonna say, "Oh, I just like." You're eating in Rome or somewhere else in Italy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Chefy, that will be your feature for Thanksgiving in Sato Sato.
Yeah, that's one of my features of Thanksgiving. So we're going to propose this one for the next, for 1 week, starting from Tuesday up to next Monday. So we're going to serve this chicken as a special for Thanksgiving. And we have even a dessert too. We're gonna have three little pie and tart, you know, to celebrate Thanksgiving. So we make a little apple tart with an almond filling, and then we make a pecan pie with a caramel sauce, and we have a pumpkin pie with a whipped cream, and of course whatever you need the ice cream beside. So absolutely, And yeah, it's a little pie and tart on the plate. It's for our dessert for Thanksgiving.
Definitely, people. So, Chefy, before we go on, we want to shout out to the people listening in Poland. We have a lot of places in Poland, Chefy.
Wow. Nice.
Yes. Oh, Masovia, we got 29% audience share. Silesia at 24%. Wow. Lublin at 12%, Lower Silesia at 9%, Kwasko Pomarski 6%, Toc Biedrzyszczyk 6%, Lesser Poland at 3%, West Pomerania at 3%, Warmia Masuria at 3%, and last but not the least, Sweeta Kosiki at 3%. Poland, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For supporting this podcast, because you are one of those countries giving us our 1 million downloads.
Wow.
And thank you for being number one in South Korea. Right, yeah, Seppi?
Thank you very much.
Annyeonghaseyo. Daniel,
are you eating the turkey the next Monday?
Oh, yeah, Chef. Yeah. We prepared already like 9 turkeys. Oh,
oh wow.
Yes, we are doing a fresh turkeys.
Oh, wow.
Yes, so what I'm doing, Chef, if I'm doing turkey, we do the fresh one. I marinate with, usually I remove all things inside the turkey and I put celery, carrots, and onion marinated with thyme. Uh-huh. Marinated with thyme, oil, olive oil, and then I put inside the turkey.
Wow.
Okay, and then after that, I'm going to tie it, and then before I put in the oven, I brush something butter on the skin of the turkey so that make it like golden brown. Yeah, yeah. Golden brown when it's coming out. And after that, I put in the oven for about only 1 hour, and I do 1 hour and 30 minutes. It depends the big of the turkey, how big it is. Sometimes there's a big, there's a small. And if it is small, I do it only for about 45 minutes. I don't want to cook too much because for us, we do put it again in the oven after resident one is hot and they want pinkies, especially the white meat. Yeah, yeah. So I separate when I'm deboning it. I separate the white meat, mm-hmm, and the dark meat because they want separate. Some of our residents like only white meat, so I do separate it. And some of them both combinations, so dark meat and white meat separated. Yes, and then I will take out the bones. I put in a pot and then I make it for a gravy.
That's right.
There is already a mirepoix over there, the bones, and I cook it for about 2 hours. And then, voila!
Hey, you got nice gravy with the bones. Fantastic. Yeah. Amazing. Good
gravy. Gravy with the bone. And the residents love it. Making turkey, if you are not prepared, is so messy. But if you do it nicely and prepared and you're already marinated all the ingredients, you will be absolutely 100% do a delicious turkey dinner.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Chefy, last year I remembered you shared to us your secret in making stuffing.
Oh, the stuffing.
Yes.
Well, I try to change every time the stuff. when I find a good one, yeah, of course, I'm going to always keep the recipe that I wanted. But I like to, make something new every time and give a little bit more flavor. So, like this time, I use, even at work, I use a sausage inside and I mix it with the bread. But I use a sourdough bread and I toast the sourdough. And, all the spice, of course, you know, the sage, thyme, rosemary, you got the garlic, the onion. And that said, I put the mushroom inside too, and the squash, because I like to have a little bit moist inside. And I don't like only bread. I like to have some meat on it, on the stuffing. You know, I know that the classic is, you know, it's a bread, you know, you got the bread stuffing, but, you know, I like, you know, some meat on it, you know, so, you know, to get, you know, to give more flavor on the, on the, on the bread. And that's my style.
Yes. I remember, Chefy, last time you shared you using focaccia.
Yeah, yeah, you can use focaccia. Yeah, you can use focaccia, but I find that, yeah, I find that focaccia getting soft faster.
Yes.
But this year I try to change a little bit and see if I can, you know, work with the sourdough, classic Italian sourdough bread, and now give it just a little bit more different taste this year.
Yes, definitely. Chefy, before we go on, I'm inviting you to listen to my other podcast, Book 101 Review, with my third season. Please do listen to my latest episode with Safa Vernell. We talk about Neon Liban, one of her AI novel. And please do listen, Book 101 Review. Plus one more, my books for Book 101 Review out. It's all about my 100 episodes of my first season. So Book 101 Review, Volume 1, highly recommended. Book 101 Review, Volume 2, selected. And Volume 3 is selected. So please do grab a copy, available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. So, Chefy, Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving. This is my version for stuffing, Chefy. I usually use white bread. And then, well, lots of butter. Then after the butter, I prepared a chicken stock. Or I sometimes combine beef stock and chicken stock together.
Yes.
Then I saute the onion, of course, onion, celery, and of course, there is a dried
cranberry.
Yeah, dried cranberry. I will saute it, and then I put the white bread cut into cubes, and then of course after sauteing, put the stock. Of course, the butter. Don't forget the butter in sauteing those mirepoix.
Of course.
And then I put the stock in the stove, and then and after that, voila! That's my stuffing.
Are you putting inside the turkey or no?
No, Chefy.
You didn't put inside on the side.
I will put on the side. Yeah. So usually the residents like it to see. So I put on the side.
Yeah.
Usually we use mashed potato regular starts.
Yeah.
And then asparagus and glazed turnips.
Wow.
Something else, right?
Absolutely. See, everybody makes their own way, you know, a little bit different. That's the good things about cooking, you know. You know, you can, you know, different flavor for something that actually is traditional here in Canada. Like with all the multicultural that we have in Canada here. You know, with all the different nationality, you know, you can create your own way, you know, the way that you like to have the Thanksgiving and how you want to stuff the turkey or you want to spice the turkey on it. You know, yes. That's amazing.
Yes. It's something, if you want to experiment, people, we encouraging you. If you want your stuffing, give a spicy on it, go for it. Put sambal, put chili pepper on it if you want make taste like your original recipe.
Oh yes. Why and not? Did you ever try to deep fry the turkey?
Oh no, Chefy, how is that?
It's amazing. My cousin did once. They deep fried the whole turkey. It take a little bit of time on it, but it came out fantastic, so crispy, so juicy. Oh my, it was amazing.
Like lechon. how many hours
you gonna fry? Depending on the size of the turkey, but you have to be careful to not have the oil too hot, so you have to have a little bit of knowledge on it. So for me it was the first time I saw that, to see deep fried turkey. It was something. It was amazing. When I tried, it was very, very good.
The version of fried chicken. it's something else, people. Wherever you are, if you are celebrating Thanksgiving, we are encouraging you to do your experimentation in the kitchen, because we know that traditional recipe is good, but if you want to please yourself or you want to please your upbringing, if you come from another countries and you want to give fusion of the traditional recipe that we are doing, go for it. Right, Chefe?
That's right. That's right.
So, Chefe, let's do a fusion, because as you said that you are three nationalities in your family, Japanese, Italian, and Canadian. So how we gonna get a fusion for that?
A fusion of a turkey stuffing. Okay, let's see. Well, of course, like I said before, I put sausage in it to keep it as a little bit Italian. And so, you of course use your focaccia, you use your sourdough, but eventually, because it's my wife Japanese, I will put some seaweed inside.
Oh, wow.
Would be pretty cool, some seaweed cut inside, and it's different.
Something else.
Yeah, at least to give a little bit of that little dark color inside of the stuff, and I don't know. I've never tried to put some wasabi on it, but never, maybe it's going to be a little bit spicy.
Sushi.
Yeah.
Make
No, that would be one kind of fusion that we can do.
Yes.
And yeah, that's the only thing came up in my mind. Again, maybe stuff with some rice instead, than bread.
Yes.
It's something
And
different.
make it a turkey sushi.
No, turkey sushi, no.
It's something else with the fusion.
But you can create yourself things, and in your own way, I was thinking some people maybe can have some, gluten, they want a gluten free, or, well, eventually, you can use, the rice instead inside, and who knows? Maybe you can mix it with your vegetable, or put some different flavor inside, and stuff with the rice. There you
Yes,
go. You got your gluten free.
definitely.
No gravy, well, unless you use potato starch or corn starch. Yeah, why not?
Yes, definitely. But Chefi, we want to shout out to the people listening to our, according to our rankings in the 30 days.
Yeah.
And according to our ranking, and this is provided by Party Status. According to our ranking tops in the last 30 days, we are number one in the Republic of Korea. This is
Wow.
South Korea, people. We are number one. Of course, number eight in Qatar, number 10 in Canada, and number 30 in India, number 141 in the Philippines, 178 in Vietnam, 184 in Turkey, 191 in Czech Republic, and 248 in South Africa. This is according to our top ranking for the last 30 days, given by Party Status. That's the one
Wow.
providing our ratings. Chef Alessandro and I are very grateful, and our fourth season are coming. We are making sure that our podcast will be bigger.
Better and bolder.
Yes, and thank you for our 1 million downloads. Thank you so much. And we are counting for 2 million downloads, people.
Yes.
And thank you so much. As outcome for the volume trap, you will gonna share the royalties. We are encouraging you people to, again, to celebrate Thanksgiving, because this is all about family together, being thankful of what God given to us for the whole year.
Absolutely.
And I said, do experiment in the kitchen, something that you want to serve to your family, go for it. Because, yeah, as we said, please yourself.
No, you have to try,
Yes. Try and try until you succeed. So, Chevy, trivia about us, because we promise that we give you trivia at this moment. I'm working in one of the largest retirement home in Canada, which is Chartwell, people. One of the trivia of the day about me. How about you, Chevy?
For myself. Well, I work in an Italian restaurant and, you know, as a executive chef, and I take care of two places practically, but right now I just move in this in this challenge 3 months ago. So I'm getting, getting better, and we try to improve, and we try to put some new things, some new special coming up, and I'm happy about it. Very, very happy.
Yes, people, trivia for this week. For sure, next week we have more trivia for you about me and Chef. So, Chevy, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. I always enjoy, you know that.
Very grateful for doing this. Even we are tired of what we are doing in the kitchen, tired in everything, we still have time to do this podcast because we love talking about food.
Yes.
And of course, giggle a lot and laugh a lot.
Absolutely.
You cannot take it away, our giggling and laughing.
No way.
Because this is part of our nature. We laugh a lot, people, because laughter is the best medicine.
Yes, absolutely.
And stress will get away from you if you laugh a lot.
Yes.
Problem will go out from you if you
resolve.
So, Chevy, catch you next week.
Okay, absolutely. American people,
see you soon.
Bye.